This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah from the Quran. So today's story requires a little bit of historical context. When you read in the life of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in fact, a defining moment not only for him but for many of the Sahaba was a year that's known as Aam al-Ramada, the year of ashes. And this was 18 years after Hijrah, when the Ummah was struck by what's known as the Amwas Plague. This was a plague, subhanAllah, that claimed the lives of many different companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu being the most famous of them. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari, not Abu Musa, but Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sharhabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And one of the most famous companions and most important companions is Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only 33 years old. Now, just to give you a little bit of context as to how insane that is, Mu'adh is considered of the greatest muftis of the companions. He is one of the muftis of the companions. He is one of Kutab al-Wahi, one of the people that was chosen to write the revelation. He is the man that the Prophet ﷺ said to him, "O Mu'adh, I love you." One of the famous ahadith that we have is the Prophet ﷺ telling Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu that "I love you" and giving him a final advice. So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu entered into Islam very young, as a teenager in fact, became a mufti amongst the companions, and is only 33 years old at the time of this plague, where actually almost Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu almost passed away as well. And Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in Palestine at this time. He's in Palestine. And the plague strikes him, and Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu fell extremely ill. And he says to the companions, he says, "Innahu rahmatu rabbikum azza wa jal, wa da'watu nabiyikum sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa qablu salihin qablakum." That this is the mercy of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the dua of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the way that righteous people were seized in the past as well. What did he mean by that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one of the ways that a person dies as a martyr, as a shaheed, is when they die in a plague. So he said, "Allahumma a'ti ala mu'adhin al-nasib al-awfara min hadhihi ar-rahmah." He said, "Oh Allah, give the family of Mu'adh the biggest share of this mercy of yours." Subhanallah. Meaning, let us struggle the most so that we can have the greatest share of the reward. So Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he makes that dua, his son Abdurrahman falls extremely ill. Now, Abdurrahman, you know, there's a very famous hadith where Mu'adh tells his son to pray as if it's your last prayer. This is a conversation between Mu'adh and Abdurrahman. It's his son and someone who's very beloved to him and a very righteous young man. So Abdurrahman falls extremely ill. In fact, even more ill than Mu'adh. And Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Ya Abdurrahman, kayfa anta? Oh Abdurrahman, how are you?" And subhanAllah, Abdurrahman responds, you talk about people of Qur'an, he responds with the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 147. He says, "Al-haqqu min rabbika, fala takunanna min al-mumtarin." The truth is from your Lord, so don't find yourself amongst those who doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, I don't even want to say anything, but all I can tell you is that I am certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom in this, and I'm pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he responds with an ayah of Qur'an. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds to his son, "وَأَنَا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ." Which is a verse in this juz, As-Safat, verse 102, when Ismail alayhi salam said to his father that "you will find me, insha'Allah, from amongst those who are patient." So Mu'adh responds to his son by saying, "you will find me, insha'Allah, amongst those who are patient." SubhanAllah, you know, you talk about people of Qur'an, the last conversation between a father and a son, and it's an ayah of Qur'an from both of them. How amazing is that? How beautiful is that? What kind of values did Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu instill in his children? So after they have this conversation, Abdurrahman passes away. So he passes away immediately after this conversation. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu prayed janazah on his son the next morning. And then Mu'adh, from the sadness coupled with the sickness that he already felt, started to become even more ill. And Mu'adh would go into long periods of unconsciousness, and then he'd open his eyes and he was barely breathing. And then he'd go into long periods of unconsciousness once again. And he even made a dua, he said, "Rabbi khnuqni khanqatak." And the translation of that would mean, "Oh Allah, strangle me the way that you would strangle." Meaning, "Oh Allah, go ahead and finish me off." فَوَعِزَّتُكَ إِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ أَنَّ قَلْبِي يُحِبُّكَ. He said, I swear by your glory, O Allah, you know that my heart loves you. How amazing is that? He's saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know how much my heart loves you. And Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he's going in and out of consciousness, he has this final paragraph, these final words that he says as death starts to approach him. He says, Marhaban bil mawti marhaba, za'irun mughib, habibun ja'a ala faqa. He said, you know, welcome to death, welcome to death. A beloved visitor who came at a time that was most needed. And he says, Allahumma inni qad kuntu akhafuka fa'ana al-yawma arjuka. He said, oh Allah, you know that I used to fear you, but today I just long for you. Subhanallah, husn al-khitam, like a beautiful ending. He says, you know that I used to fear you, but today I just long for you. He says, Allahumma innaka ta'lamu anni lam akun uhibbu ad-dunya wa tul al-baqa'i fiha li jarri al-anhar wala li gharsi al-ashjar. He says, oh Allah, you know that I never wanted to stay in this world in order to, you know, to build waterways or to plant trees. Meaning, you know that I never wanted to be in this world to establish myself in this dunya. You know, I never wanted to build houses and have, you know, a great portion of this world. He says, وَلَكِنْ لِضَمَأِ الْهَوَاجِرِ وَمُكَابَدَةِ السَّاعَاتِ وَمُزَاحَمَةِ الْعُلَمَاءِ بِالرَّكْبِ عِنْدَ حَلَقَ الذِّكْرِ. He said, but you know that the only thing I loved about this world were the long nights in prayer and the long hours during the day in fasting. When you feel thirsty, the long hours of feeling fast, the long hours of feeling thirsty when I'm fasting, and the traffic towards going to the ulama when they were doing their circles of remembrance, when they were teaching the people. He said, that's all I wanted in this world, and that's all that I love in this world. And he said, إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ أَنِّي أُحِبُّكَ. You know that I love you, O Allah. And those were the last words of Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. The one who was told by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you know that I love you. And Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying, oh Allah, you know that I love you. Dear brothers and sisters, there's so many lessons that we can take from this. Subhanallah. One of them, again, that these people were such people of Qur'an that even at the most difficult moment of their lives, they both reflected on the Qur'an. Mu'adh and his son, who was a very young man at that point. Mu'adh himself was only 33 years old. Secondly, you know, Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu expressing that patience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that pleasure with his decree. When Allah really puts you in those difficult moments, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see whether or not the Qur'an comes to your heart and comes to your tongue. You know, it's very easy for us to recite it in times of ease, but in those difficult moments, do we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we remember those words that we've been reading in Taraweeh and reading our entire lives? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of Qur'an and to grant us that beautiful ending and to gather us with Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, his son, and the one who loved Mu'adh, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran for joining us tonight. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll see you for another episode tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.